Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Night Visions with WPRS.
It's you. I'm Wendy.
Oh, wow, that was short. And I'm Eric. And everybody knows Visionique and Nicoma are here, and Nook and Johnny. So we hope everybody's having a good night tonight. First of all, I want to put a plug in to everybody that listens to us. goes to the webpage, likes our stuff. I want to thank everybody for your support. It means a lot. And we hope to bring even more exciting things to everybody.
Been getting quite a few friend requests. I would want more, please. We still have that contest wait out there for the person who gets the 500th like on the PRS site.
Oh, that's right. And then our other contest with a big prize.
Oh, yeah, big. Like, huge. Like, it's so freaking big. There's three parts to it.
Yeah, so you guys, please stay tuned to that. It'll be well worth it, trust me. Now, we're not going to make it too easy for you, but it's going to be fun. Well, as everybody knows, we've got an exciting show tonight.
Yeah, how do you know if you're psychic or clairvoyant or a big gift, quote unquote?
Yeah,
and what to do about it if you are?
I think that's the problem. Most people don't understand when they do have a gift. They, you know, they've grown up to know that they have a gift. People look at you like you're demon-possessed or you're like...
You're weird.
Well, I'm weird, but I'm weird and I don't really have a gift.
Well, you do. You definitely do. And I'm weird and I really don't. Yeah, kind of. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, you definitely have one. And I know my good friend Tony, he's got a gift too.
You mean the gift is not calling?
No, he has the gift of going to the bathroom every 5-10 minutes. So that's his gift. But anyway, I love Tony. He's my buddy, even though we have our disagreements.
You always give him a shout out, even when he don't listen.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of disappointed. I guess he said he'd rather sleep than listen to us.
Yeah, that's okay, because we've got tons of other people.
That's
who
right.
We would love to hear from you. The number is 516-387-1922. Call me. Let's talk about your gift, man.
Yeah, or if you think you have one and you're not sure, you know, share. We'll help you with this. And if we don't know, we'll talk to somebody.
We can find somebody who knows.
Oh, we definitely can. I still want to get Stephanie Burke on here because I love her story.
Oh, my God, her story.
It is.
She's had the gift since she was 6 months old.
Yeah, I know. You guys might not believe, but when she tells you, you'll be like, what? So it will be definitely a treat for everybody. So I guess I'll start the night out with 13 signs you may have a psychic ability.
Mm.
Now, the thing is, what people have to understand, you got to kind of, you know, you can use these, but in my opinion, you're going to know when you have a gift. And I'll explain more in a minute. I said, do you ever wonder if you have a psychic ability? Do you tend to shrug off deja vu experiences or consider instances of your spot-on intuition as just coincidences? Do you ignore the unusual things you experience or take a deeper look? A large majority of us have enhanced psychic abilities in some shape or form, and it's usually an adult guardian or parent that first notices signs of our psychic ability. And believe it or not, and Wendy's daughter, I've picked up on some things with her, too.
She claims that she don't see ghosts. She claims she don't have any gifts, but her child does. I'm sorry, she does.
And I'll tell you one that I know for sure she has once I get to it. But it says, sometimes psychic people are thought of as evil or into black magic. Kind of like when they told Wendy she was a black witch.
Yeah, I'm a black witch. No, I'm not. Don't listen to that. No, I'm not.
And says, this is simply not true. We all have some sort of psychic behavior, but many of us don't know how to recognize the symptoms. We ignore them or we just haven't discovered them yet. It's only a matter of time before psychic abilities start to show. Now, these are the symptoms that may help some of you out there. Number one, higher levels of intuition. If you have ever known who is calling on the phone before picking up, who a text is from before it chimes through, or if you have ever predicted an event before it occurred, you have a higher level of intuition. This is a step towards discovering a psychic gift within yourself. Now, I can remember I used to know when Wendy was calling me.
Yeah, you've always been able to pick up on, you know, what, particularly like where I was, too.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of weird. Be on the phone in Virginia, I'll be in Carolina. Be like, you're getting ready to ride by so-and-so. And I was riding by so-and-so. I do know another thing that just reminded me of. We were talking at work today about people getting stopped by cops, speeding tickets, whatnot. Remember that night that I dreamed about getting a ticket, and the next day I got a ticket?
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. Wendy doesn't always remember her dreams, but when she does, watch out.
Yeah. I still haven't figured out what the last one was. I had a dream, really intense dream, that I was, like, beating up devils and... But then as night went on, it went on to men and children and just killing them. And it got kind of evil. I don't know what I was on that night.
Wow.
But, yeah, and like I said, I mean, it's got something to do with something.
Yeah, I know, because Wendy's still figuring out her gifts. We've talked to several people, and they're helping her, but... It's a very, very unique gift. Very unique. And then number two is you've experienced deja vu countless times. If you constantly feel like you have been somewhere before, even though you haven't, and if you have a great feeling of familiarity with people, places, and things, you may be experiencing deja vu. Deja vu is a sure sign that you have some sort of psychic ability. So see, as you see, something as simple as that. Because I'm telling you, Wendy's daughter several times has talked about places that we have not been to and we end up going to, and I remember her telling about it.
Hello.
All the time.
She's got something.
But she doesn't truly understand it. And once she understands it, look out, world.
I think that's what people, like you said, that's what people do. She claims she don't have one because, you know, I guess she don't understand it. So if you don't understand it, she's like, well, I don't have one.
One thing, too.
There are so many levels, excuse me, there's so many levels of gift. It can be as little as, I don't know, like you said, deja vu. Or it can be as big as, what we do, you know, ghost hunting.
That's true. But I've noticed Alexis has to deal with, you know, the grandparents telling her, oh, stop it, you know, that's weird, you're acting weird. And then, of course, Alexis takes that to heart, but she's going to realize one day. Okay, let me get back to this. No, it's fine. People want to. Number three, visions are normal for you. If you have had visions of future events, either of something happening in the next hour or 3 days from now, you have psychic abilities. If you have them in your dreams, which is what Wendy does,
mm-hmm.
or within your daily awake life, you may have the psychic gift.
Mm-hmm.
But Wendy's is big in the dreams.
Yeah, definitely.
And then here's another one, number four. A gut feeling that is always accurate. If you just know something before it happens, and you can sense the events of what is happening or what is about to happen, this is a strong sign of a psychic.
Hmm.
And then this one's kind of neat. Number 5, telepathic instances. Do you feel like you can send messages through your mind? Have you ever felt like you are reading someone else's thought process? Have you ever experienced a mind-to-mind connection? If you have experienced this from time to time, you have some form of telepathy, which is a psychic symptom. And I remember your one good friend, and we know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Had that gift. And he really opened up, showed Wendy that.
Oh, my gosh. He showed me so many things on so many levels. I guess we could say, we'll talk on the phone, and he would say, I'm touching something. Wasn't anything dirty, just something. And I would actually feel it. Really, like, I don't know if that's matrixing or whatever you call it. Like, they tell you they could do it, you could really go feel it. But he also told me about the tree that was behind my mom's house.
That freaks me out right there.
That it had something written on the tree, and he's never been to her my mama's house before at all, and he knew it was on that tree. It's just people are so talented.
It's a gift, and he truly knew how to use it. Number 6, grand scale predictions and premonitions. Have you ever written down events that you know will happen in the future? Have they happened? If you have taken the time to write premonitions down or tell someone about them before they actually happen and then they occur, you have a psychic gift. Now, let me ask you this. Could possibly that time, you know, about the sisters from Boykins, where I described and told you the guy got caught and what he looked like?
We both saw him standing at the same spot where the ladies were dropped off at. Still haven't figured that one out.
I know, and I'm going to figure that one out. Number 7. Okay, now this word, forgive me if I butcher it, but it's psychometry is evident. Psychometry is known as the psychic ability that allows an individual to sense or experience the history of a person or object by touching them or it. Psychics have knowledge and power because they know about people, places, objects, and energies just by being somewhere or by simply touching something or someone. For example, a person who has a psychic ability can hold an individual's hand and sense and experience their past. They may even see images or experience smells, sounds, and tastes from that point in time. Now, that one would freak me out. Wow. And now I'm going to go to number 8. So let me pull it up real quick.
Gary.
Yeah, no, we have the best internet in the world. I think it's on what they call. Uh-oh.
Somebody just arose.
Oh, Mr. Meek is in the house.
He's coming out the phone. Whoa.
I wonder what that could mean.
I don't know. Guess we'll find out eventually. Anyway, sorry, guys.
Yep. So, Tony, that was for you. I don't know. She's going to be telling you something soon. So you better watch it. Visionique is watching. Well, number eight, powerful, vivid dreams. People with psychic abilities tend to have extremely vivid dreams, Wendy,
yeah,
and can remember detail for detail after they wake.
But otherwise, if it's not about something that's going to happen, I don't remember it at all.
And see here it says, the symbols in their dreams have deep-rooted meanings, and they usually offer some sort of great understanding for the individual's life experience. Many people who have vivid dreams also have recurring dreams that tell a story, and they're indicative of what is happening in real life. Wow. That's a big one right there. Number nine, here's one you get too. You sense trouble. This is a very direct feeling where you just know someone you love is in trouble. It hits you with great impact and sometimes with a great feeling of intense fear. There is no explanation for it that you know something is deeply wrong with someone you love. Number 10, you tell the future. This is one of the obvious traits of a person with psychic abilities. Telling the future to your friends and family, then having it actually happen, is one of the number one ways it proves you are a psychic. That's interesting. Number 11, you can heal. Have you ever laid your hands on someone who is suffering or ill? Did you then see a positive change in the sick individual? Sick individual. It makes me think of Tony.
Not Tony.
Yeah. Many people that have psychic abilities can also heal others with their energy. Now, Heather was big with that.
Yeah.
Heather, she's from
Fairy Plantation. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, are we going to be at the Paracon?
Yes.
September 8th.
So did you hear that? Tony and Tara, you got to go there.
Melissa's listening too, so Melissa has to go too.
Yes, it's Fairy Plantation. It's not that far. Very easy to get to.
Virginia Beach.
Go out there, show your love and support. You get to see.
For the rest of y'all, we will be there. We would love to meet you. God, we love meeting new people. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Gettysburg was off the freaking hook. We still haven't had a chance to talk about that.
And who knows? This might help. Hint, hint. And the little contest we're going to be holding very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in winning that awesome prize,
which we still haven't told about, and it's awesome, and I have it in my bedroom, and it's like going to burn a hole in my pocket. It's just like money.
Okay, that's kind of scary. It's in your bedroom, and it will burn a hole in your pocket. Okay. Wow. I'm a psychic, but in my case, I'm a psychic.
Oh, God, yeah. Psychic.
Number 12. Hearing sounds. Have you ever heard sounds that others do not? Do you constantly wonder why no one else is hearing rings, beeps, and chimes? These sounds can actually be an indication of a near future event, and they can tell you about certain events that will occur.
Hmm.
Wow. I know one thing. When we were at that time at Old House Woods, I did hear a noise, and then right after that, got that feeling someone thought they saw the pirate ship.
Oh, because I heard the music.
Yep, remember? You heard the music, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know about that. We found out later.
That was later, yeah.
So Wendy just didn't out of the blue say, oh, let me say this. She said it, and then later, someone who's very knowledgeable of that area.
Yeah.
So, number 13.
Whoop, whoop. How many is it, 20?
She didn't even listen. It's the top 13.
Sorry, 13, yeah.
Yeah, lucky 13. You can sense two places at once. This is definitely one of the stronger psychic abilities and signs that you may be psychic. If you have ever been at home or in one place that is familiar to you, but sense events and experiences that are happening across the world in the different countries, you are most likely psychic. If you have visions, hey, visionique, of these events while they are happening and actually feel as though you have transported to the destination that is taking place, you have heightened psychic abilities. Being psychic is not a scary matter, and you shouldn't feel fearful of your abilities. Treasure these tools and skills as unique gifts and try to learn more about each ability so you can use these to their full potential. Many psychics are extremely valuable to those who have not yet discovered their own psychic ability. People turn to psychic individuals for a variety of reasons, whether it's for guidance or support or revealing mysteries and solving crime. Embrace your psychic gift as one of nature's most powerful gifts and use it to help others in a positive manner.
Nice.
So, as everybody sees, you should not be judged. People need to understand it's a gift. And it has. I've seen it, you know, where these gifts have. They have caught unsolved mysteries with this. They have found missing items that have been lost for years. So, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I gladly embrace them. My thing is, you know, I got to kind of be careful because where I work, a lot of people there tend to look at it as demon possession or someone easily controlled from evil spirits.
Well, they already know what you do.
Oh, yeah. But my thing is, I'm me, and, you know, I'm going to say this. You guys might think I'm weird, but I was created in God's eyes. He knew about me before I was even born. So, you know, if anybody wants to blame, I mean, you go ahead and blame the big man, because I'm not. I thank him every day.
For making you weird?
Yes. I'm very proud of my weirdness. But when you think about their name, paranormal, but when you look up paranormal, it doesn't mean what people think.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many more things that could be paranormal than people actually think. Because what does it mean, above normal?
Right. And the thing is, what's the difference? You know, and I'm not using this to judge anybody. This is my opinion. But, I mean, honestly, what's the difference? If, you know, we believe in God, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and yet we've never seen them. We've seen a vision. You may have seen a vision, or he may have showed up in a dream. So are you going to call somebody that has a dream like that evil? So,
it's true. It's true.
But I wanted Wendy to show something, or show some, share something that she found that was kind of cool.
Yeah, this is kind of cool, and it actually is in two parts. So it might overlap, but it says you're either psychic or you're not, and I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't either. That's kind of...
That's what they say anyway, and they just happen to be right. Some claim that some of us have the potential to be psychic, given proper techniques and practice, of course. With time, diligence, and desire, almost anything can be attained, even psychic ability. However, if we're talking about which signs are born with an innate psychic ability, then some of us got it and some of us don't. Eric, you ain't got it. Sorry.
Wow, thank you. I hear you laughing, Tony. You're like, finally, somebody's picking on him.
No hard feelings here, but some of you are just not connected. I'm reading it verbatim.
Wow.
It's not easy to tap into other dimensions in which we can see, hear, and feel the future or know something without understanding why. This is a gift. And for some of you, you are much more aware of this gift than others. If you suspected that you're psychic but never really explored it, well, here's your chance. Don't let anything hold you back. But you should know just how psychic you are by birth, and this list is here to inform you of that. Evaluate how psychic you are originally. Study, research, practice, and eventually just keep at it until you're well enough. One never knows unless one tries. I was trying to take a test the other day about how psychic I am with the colors and stuff, and it won't work, but I'm going to try again. It says, Aries, not too often, but sometimes. Since Aries is the first sign, much of the universe's energy passes through the sign first and then makes its way down to the others. Since Aries rules your head and the brain, you are likely to be very trapped and not only in your own thoughts, but of those around you. You are always thinking and acting on those thoughts. Being a fire sign helps. Fire is the beginning of all life and survival. All fire signs are intuitive, but Aries would be the most intuitive of all because of the connection to the brain. If Aries are in touch enough with self, they can make huge strides in developing their psychic abilities. Considering Aries love spending time alone or independently, there's time to hone those skills through more practice, but considering how selfish you can be at times, this can at times get in the way of the development because of your thoughts. Taurus, this is for you, Melissa. I see you there. Rarely, if ever.
Oh, snap.
Uh-huh. It says it right here. Taurus is way too grounded to be psychic. Sorry, Taurus. That's because you put your nose to the grindstone and add a little elbow grease, which means you take business as usual. There's no messing around with other realms or magic for Taurus. What the Taurus loves is feeling connected to Earth, which can hinder their capacity of branching out into other regions of their self and the world. Psychic abilities can come from nature, no doubt about it, but Taurus is connected to the land in order to work on it, not be spiritually connected to it. Since Taurus is all about reaping, sowing, and having, which means not having much psychic ability at all, your focus, Taurus, is more of personal gain, and those are usually more tangible. They're not always, but don't worry, Taurus. There's still a chance to hone your psychic abilities as long as you broaden your horizons, and Melissa has. So.
She has. I'll tell you one thing. If anybody, I know this is a totally off this subject, but if anybody ever wants a tarot reading, get
That's
one
the
from
girl to go
Oh
to.
My gosh, she amazes me every single time.
And she's been doing it for years. Oh my gosh. She told you when your ex-wife was leaving you.
Yeah, before it even happened.
Before it even happened.
She told me, prepare.
She told me a lot of stuff that's happened. So we might just have her on the show one time.
Oh, yes. Just so in a way, isn't that like a, I mean, kind of, that's
something. That girl's talking. Forget what this is. Anyway. See, let's find Eric.
Oh, great. Tony, make sure you hear this because I didn't even make the list, did I?
Sagittarius.
Oh, I did.
And matters of the heart, never.
Ouch.
Yeah. Oh, my, Sagittarius takes a game and has plenty of energy and desire to be psychic, but it just won't happen. By the time the psychic force of life has reached this far down into the zodiac, it's a bit tough for the fire to stay burning brightly. While Sagittarius has excellent, here's that word, physiological skills, in the sense that they can analyze life and all its lessons. But when it comes to being straight up psychic, well, this fire has fizzled out. Sorry. And even worse, when it comes to seeing the future about their own life, especially their love life, Sagittarius can't read all the red flags in the world. And even with clear danger signs, they still go ahead. Eric?
That's definitely me.
Does it have a lot to do with your natural inclination to experiment with life, the good and the bad, and the ups and downs?
Wow. See, isn't that amazing?
That you're not psychic, but you really are?
Well, that's one thing. A lot of this, people need to use it as a guideline. We're basically just trying to help people realize, you know, maybe they're experiencing things and they're not sure, you know, what it means. Oh, we got, yep, she got to tell this one.
Got to do mine, which just happens to be my daughter's as well. So, this Pisces, oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Told you. The last of the water signs, and yes, you got it right, Pisces, you are psychic. No more or less than your fellow water signs, but slightly a little different. Your psychic abilities will be strongest whenever you're dreaming. There goes your damn dreams again.
Yeah.
Pisces is very much at home in the dream world and enjoys spending more time there than most other signs. You dive extra deep to understand the world, yourself, and those around you. There's no other sign more spiritual, and that means you're the epitome of magic. You're a natural healer and a conjurer. Go figure. The risk with your sign is that you go so deep that it's hard to pull you out or for others to understand you because of the language you use. I just think that's my accent.
Yeah, but what about your daughter?
Man, she don't have an accent. Spread your psychic abilities to the world because that's a gift straight from the universe.
Wow. And I'll tell you, it is honestly the truth. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard the time I told this, but I'm going to tell it again, that we actually went somewhere that we've never been. We never read the history on it or nothing, nothing. And we went there, and I went off and did my own thing. Wendy went with Jack Kenna, and he said, "What are you feeling?" And she just started saying stuff. At first she was kind of hesitant, but then he said she started saying stuff and blew him away. Now, this is Jack Kenna.
That's two or three TV shows on Destination America, our honorary member of our team. Now, y'all know who Jack Kenny is. I will gladly inform you.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing man.
But some of the stuff that she shared was like, how did you know this? I mean, how?
You just come out of my mouth. I don't know what you just spit it out.
And then I'm still curious. We had gone to a penitentiary, and she got this feeling, and I tried to talk to some people there, but their knowledge was like, bleh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to definitely find out, because she said some stuff that I want to check further into.
And we did check up some things on Facebook, not Facebook, online, and the area was right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we need to go back. Anybody want to make a trip to Eastern State Penitentiary? Raise your hand. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look.
Oh, but Janique's hand is raised. Let's do Tony's, just for the heck of it. He's a Libra. And if anybody else, message me on Facebook. My Facebook is up if you want to hear yours. It says, Libras are too balanced and practical to detect and fall for any mysticism. They are all about being practical. So for you, Libras, the notion of being psychic isn't rational. Or you might consider it unfair that some people have such innate ability, whereas others don't. Those Libras aren't psychic simply because they don't believe. Tony. Sam. And on top of that, they are much more focused on other things like friends and family. Okay.
Yep, that's Tony.
That's Tony.
That's definitely Tony.
There are ways to preoccupied and practical to bother. That you are not likely to gravitate towards mysticism naturally. However, you might have many around you who are into such practice, which can help expose you to the psychic arts. This can be beneficial to you, Libra, because having such a diverse background of friends can help you master skills. Well, if you're so inclined. If not, there's nothing wrong about there either. In other words, hang around, Eric, and you too will be psychic.
I see him shaking his head. Stop it, Tony. I'm not that bad. Or am I? Don't answer that. I don't want him to answer that.
I have some friends online that tell me that you're psycho, not psychic.
Oh, thank you. You got me right. Darn, I thought I was being stealth about it, too. Wow. I've been exposed, man.
You've been exposed, yeah. That's just tough.
But, you know, that's all right, because this is all right. I want people to know.
It's all right.
I'm very proud of my psychoness, because it's very close to psychic. I'm like, one, two letters off.
You're almost there. Almost there. Stop fucking daydreaming. Excuse me.
Oh, wait a minute. Our rating's not high enough for that young lady.
Sorry.
Wow. I wish someone could have seen that before she said it and stopped her. Wow. This is interesting. Now, this is weird. I found something that talks about 10 signs you have a spiritual gift. But this is like referring to being a medium.
Yeah.
So they consider it more like of a spiritual gift. It says the first step to knowing that you are intuitive is by accepting that it's part of your makeup. As you gain trust in knowing that you have this innate ability, the stronger your intuition becomes, the more you welcome the knowledge that you are already receiving guidance. The stronger the messages become, and the more likely, the easier life will ebb and flow as well. Notice, if you have had any of the following experiences and what you can do to encourage them in a more powerful, positive, and impactful way, thus supporting your life journey. One is synchronicity. Have you ever heard the phrase that things come in threes? Yeah, kind of like when famous celebrities or someone famous, it always happens in three that they pass away.
Oh, yeah.
When there are trends happening in your life, it's extremely important to be paying attention. And it says, lesson learned, from now on, anytime I think of the person three times or even less, I pay attention and pick up the phone to make that call. the majority of the time, the person on the other end is ecstatic to hear from me. So that's kind of just saying, if you get a certain feeling like three times, you know, go off of that. Now, this might relate to Wendy, too. Two dreams while sleeping. Sleeping is our most creative and vulnerable state, so the dreams and visions come most easily during this time. Three visions? Yeah, because this person kind of tells, I'll share it with you. There's two dreams while sleeping, and this is someone that happened to him. They said, my mom had a dream once that my father was about to die, but she woke up promptly at about 2 a.m. She quickly said some prayers and tried to go back to sleep from this nightmare. Well, as it turns out, my dad had been climbing Mount Hood in Oregon, and it about that time, most likely exact time, he had stepped into a crevice and a whole landslide started where he almost died.
Dang.
We don't know why we receive the dreams, but if messages come to you through them often, it's important to pay attention to them. Number three is visions. This could be an image that you get while talking to someone, a premonition such as mentioned above in the dreams, or it may be a random image that pops up in your mind. For example, let's say you're pulling out of the driveway and all of a sudden you feel uncomfortable and get an image of an accident in your head. You then choose to wait until you feel safe or drive to work via a different route than normal. Premonitions are often a form of communication to protect you and keep you safe from harm, kind of like yours you had about getting a ticket.
Yeah.
Or what about...
If I had such a premonition, why didn't I slow my foot down?
I don't know, because you know them North Carolina drivers.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm one now. Change that. I can't say it anymore because I'm... But what about that time you were talking and all of a sudden got that feeling that you needed to hang up the phone? And that's when the car in front of you...
Hit the deer. It came out of nowhere. Of course, that was when Devin was sitting in the front seat with me, but that's a whole other story.
Now, see, I get some of this, but I didn't know this. Number four, 3 a.m. wake-up calls. You thought you were waking up the crack of dawn to go pee every morning, but it might be something else. Waking up between 3 and 4 a.m. on a regular basis is a huge sign that there are spirits looking to communicate with you. This time is often referred to as the spiritual or connection hour.
Mm-hmm.
If you're waking up consistently at the same time every morning, sit up and allow yourself to receive messages. Welcome, Deb. Now, see, this is another one for me. Number five, nightmares. Nightmares typically happen with children because they're the most aware of the spirit realm, often referring to their imaginary friends, our villains, Lexus. When we sleep, we get to a theta state, similar to that of when we were children. If there are spirits out there trying to reach you, they may try at first to gently wake you up, but then turn to nightmares if that wasn't doing the trick. Wow. That's interesting. Number six, random emotions. This is a very common trait among many people that they usually don't even understand. Regularly, when we are experiencing sensations, they are not ours, but someone else's that we know. This can even be random pains or random illnesses. See, this is interesting. Wow. Good show topic. Number seven. Oh, this one's for Tony.
Gosh, everything's for Tony.
Yes, voices or hits. Frequently, when I'm talking to people and asking them a question, I get an answer in my head before I even hear them respond. Some people hear voices. I hear them every day at work. I hear voice, but I don't see anybody. Some feel the thought pop up in their mind, and others feel a response in their heart. It doesn't matter how the messages are coming to you. What matters is that you're conscious of them. This is a beautiful gift when recognized and can be so supportive in all areas of your life.
You think it has anything to do with your robot voices?
It might be. I mean, because for the longest time, yeah. And I always had a love when I was younger. I had a love for robots for some reason. So I guess it used robots to...
Okay.
Final is eight, warm and cozy feeling. Being aware of when things feel good and when things feel awful. Let's say, for example, you imagine yourself hanging out with your friends and laughing hysterically. What do you feel in your body while thinking about this experience? Then picture yourself having the worst day of your life, whatever that is for you, and feel into what your body shares with you during that moment. As you turn to your being with questions on a regular basis, the good and bad feelings will become more prominent. Then you can be your own oracle and be connected all the time. Instead of warm and cozy, it might feel like pressure or a cold sensation as well. It's up to you to discern the experience.
Melissa says you're talking about empathy.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Number nine, tingly sensation. And no, that's not the tingly sensation that everybody gets when they,
get all giddy.
Yeah.
Aww.
Many times when people are sharing something amazing, I get a tingling sensation. Also, when working on clients, I might receive the same feeling when clearing trapped emotions, beliefs, and more. Tingling and tickling sensation typically make your body move, maybe even do a quick dance in excitement. The jumping experience typically is automatic, and then you react to it. When I'm writing something good, even, I'll sometimes be tingling the whole time. To me, tingling is magical. It's when things are spot on and miraculous. The sensation is the body saying yes to life. Number 10. Pressure between your eyes. Many times before you are aware of your intuitive gift, you might start to feel pressure between your eyebrows. This is known as your third eye and a place where you can receive messages and guidance. Those that are clairvoyant can receive the messages will feel this sensation the most. Then it is about checking into the spot and sharing or thinking about how you are ready to receive your vision. Some people also see other colors via their third eye. Wow. As you guys see, the time has flown, and I'm not even halfway through, so it looks like we may have to continue this in another show.
It won't be next week. We got a very special surprise next week.
Make sure you... don't fall asleep next week for some reason.
Yeah.
Set your alarm because next week.
That's your show.
Yes. It is going to be awesome. We're going to have two amazing people. Amazing.
You know who you are, and I love you both.
Yes. Thank you for agreeing to be on there. And then also in the near future, we're going to have someone else. Very, very, very awesome.
Brandon?
Yes.
Brandon from talking about Gettysburg, so more Gettysburg in the future.
Oh, yeah, and he is a Gettysburg guru.
I know. He was
excited
when we were going to.
We have some exciting stories to share with everybody about that, but we wanted to wait until that show. We might have to make that a two-hour show.
Should I tell him what my dream is? What I've been talking about the last couple of days that I really want to do?
Yeah.
I want to sleep in the slaughter pen.
And if anybody wants to know, go look it up online.
Yeah. Come to our show. We'll be talking about the slaughter pen. Heck, with online. We're going to be talking about it.
Yeah, that's true. Don't go online. Wait till the show. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Well, I do hope before, you know, time creeps up, I hope everybody who is listening learned something besides me being a psycho.
Yeah, you're a psycho. So what does that make me? I'm going to get all kinds of messages right now. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, but those messages won't have anything to do with the show.
Oh, true.
But I want to seriously thank everybody again for your love and support for us. You know, we really feel that. It means a lot to us. And I will tell you this, I'm not going to give it away, but I'm telling you some big, big stuff is going to be happening in the future. Big.
And I want to touch the clown again.
You have to tell them about the clown now that you brought it up.
That's a different show. We'll get them later.
Yeah.
I got to touch the clown again. Love the clown.
Mm. When you guys hear the story about the clown, you'll be like, girl, let me tell you. And then she'll get the name Psycho.
Yeah.
And okay. Take that away from me.
Okay, it's working. Yep, future show. Definitely.
Wow.
Got a lot of future shows coming up. It's Night Visions is off the chain.
I know, too. While Tony's still listening, I want to bring you back on the show again, too.
Yeah, Tony's got a lot to talk about.
I want him to share his experience. We'll have to get him on again to share that experience. When he went to see his daughter, and that's an interesting story.
Oh, and before we get, happy birthday to Michael Jackson today.
Oh, yes.
It has nothing to do with paranormal or anything else, but happy birthday, Michael.
Yeah, I know. Well, we have to, I mean.
This Michael Jackson is awesome. Hollow Scream's coming up. We're going to have a Hollow Scream show.
Oh, yes, and we'll be going live from there. So,
yeah,
stay tuned. I'm
so
telling
if anybody wants to go with them, come on, let's go.
And I know they've added a bunch of new things there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be off the hook.
20th freaking year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And for any DeLoreans fan, I want to put a plug in for them. They're going to be at Busch Gardens this weekend.
Yeah. We unfortunately are not.
But that's all right. We've seen them quite a bit. We still love the band.
2 weeks ago. Or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks.
Yeah. So,
I had to work overtime, of course, but that's all right. It was worth it. But if you guys want to go see them, what else did I want to share? There were some other things I wanted to share.
Oh, I know. We have to do it next week.
Man, there's something I wanted to tell everybody, and I forgot.
Yeah, I'd be looking for the daggone contest coming up.
Yes. And I hope
want full participation in this.
And I hope people have been listening because I'm telling you, please. But again, thanks again, everybody, for listening. We love you all. And just remember, we're here because of you guys. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow, Tony.
If you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything.